This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to holistic and sustainable development, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects of the central and state government worth over 26,350 crore rupees, catering to various sectors in Gujarat. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Ministry of External Affairs has strongly cautioned all Indian citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the ministry said there have been a number of recent cases involving Indian citizens who have been lured to travel to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances that they would be sent further to third countries for employment. The MEA said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. The ministry advised Indian citizens not to fall prey to such offers. The Election Commission has delisted 474 re-registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. India has said that its election as a member of Interpol Asian Committee underscores the country's commitment for regional cooperation to address common challenges like drug trafficking, cybercrime, terrorism and human trafficking. The election took place through a multi-stage voting process, marking an important milestone in India's engagement with international law enforcement agencies. India has been re-elected to the Council of Administration, CA, and the Postal Operations Council, POC, of the Universal Postal Union, UPU, during the 28th UPU Congress held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India Post's leadership, reforms and innovative digital initiatives. In cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in the final Group A match of the Asia T20 Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. India, after being put into bat first, posted a total of 188 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, Oman fought hard but fell short and only managed 167 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Having already qualified for the Super Fours, India will next take on Pakistan in their first Super Four encounter tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.